Good afternoon. Today I would like to provide you with interim results from women and infants in the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Case Management Project. I would like to begin this presentation by first providing a little background information on the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program and the Enhanced Perinatal Hepatitis B Case Management Project, then a brief description of the methods to be followed by interim results, and finally I will conclude my talk. In an effort to prevent the infection of infants with HBV, the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention... Once again, in an effort to prevent the infection of infants with hepatitis B virus, the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Program was established and funding provided beginning in 1990 by the Immunization Services Division with technical support provided by the Division of Viral Hepatitis. 64 project areas were funded, which included all 50 states, 6 cities, and 8 territories. The primary focus of the program are to promote prenatal screening of pregnant women for hepatitis B surface antigen, or HBsAg, and case management and tracking of infants born to hepatitis B surface antigen positive pregnant mothers. In 2005, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, recommended providing post-exposure prophylaxis by administering hepatitis B vaccine and hepatitis B immune globulin, or HBIG, to infants within 12 hours of birth. Completion of the hepatitis B vaccine series according to a recommended schedule and performing post-vaccination serology for a hepatitis B surface antigen and antibody to hepatitis B surface antigen after completion of the series. So, why the need for the ENHANCE project? Well, prior to the establishment of this project, there had been no systematic collection of individual level data. Also, the Enhanced Data Collection Project was established to optimize case management. The eligibility criterion for this project was that the participating sites demonstrate a burden of disease greater than 400 births to hepatitis B surface antigen positive mothers. The project sites chosen were Florida, who began the project in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach County. They now provide data for the entire state, Minnesota, New York City, Michigan, Texas, and Texas, excluding Houston and San Antonio. The objectives of this presentation are to evaluate the feasibility of collecting enhanced core data elements, characterize pregnant women who have chronic hepatitis B virus infection, and characterize infants who develop chronic HBV infection from perinatal transmission. Data collection for the project began in early 2008. All sites had begun to enroll hepatitis B surface antigen positive pregnant women in the project by April of 2008. The interim results covered in this presentation include HBsAg positive pregnant women reported to public health between January the 1st, 2008 and December 31st, 2009. There were 6,558 HBsAg positive women enrolled in the study between January the 1st, 2008 and December 31st, 2009. The median age of these women was 29 years of age. In an effort to better track the different types of reporting by which the initial report of HBsAg positive status comes to the attention of public health, the project sites provided data on the initial source of reporting. Shown here is a summary of the initial source of reporting for all the sites. Please note that for Florida, Michigan, and Minnesota, lab reporting, both paper and electronic, were the primary source by which public health is notified. In New York City and Texas, notification comes primarily via prenatal care providers and hospital nurseries. Depicted here are site-specific information on the race and ethnicity of the HBsAg-positive pregnant women enrolled in this project. In terms of the race of the women enrolled in this project, the data for the 4 of the 5 sites is in line with the trends that are found in the literature, with women of Asian Pacific Island descent representing the majority of the case. However, notice that there's a slightly different picture in Florida, where black non-Hispanics represent the majority of their cases. This is most likely due to the fact that they have a respectively large Haitian population. Our five project sites also collected information to determine whether the HBSAG positive pregnant women were fluent in English or needed an interpreter as a means of assessing the need for translation resources within the various project sites. 35% of the women enrolled were identified as needing an interpreter. Of those women, Chinese was the primary spoken language. The project sites are also obtaining data on the mother's country of birth as well as the grandmother's country of birth. Depicted in the following chart is data on the mother's geographical region of birth where information was available. As you can see, a majority of the women enrolled in this project are from Asia Pacific Islands. However, please note that approximately 40% of them are not of Asian or Pacific Island descent. In the December 2008 MMWR on recommendations for identification and public health management of persons with chronic hepatitis B virus infection, it was recommended that persons with chronic hepatitis B virus infection be provided or referred for counseling, medical evaluation, and possible treatment of chronic hepatitis B. Approximately 4% of the women enrolled in this project were referred for evaluation and care, and 840 of them were evaluated for their hepatitis BE antigen status. 31% of those were HBE antigen positive. 5% of the hepatitis B surface antigen positive women were evaluated for HBV viral load levels. The median level for women tested was 10 to the second, or 100 international units per milliliter, and ranged from 1 to 10 to the 8 international units per milliliter. As of January 29, 2010, there were 5,370 births to HBSAG positive pregnant women. Just as a reminder, I would like for you to recall that completion of case management is defined as receipt of birth dose of HBIG, a birth dose of Hep B vaccine, a total of 3+ doses of Hep B vaccine series, post-vaccination serology to determine response to vaccination and infection status, and revaccination if not immune and not infected. The proportion of infants receiving post-exposure prophylaxis is depicted here. Hepatitis B vaccine is denoted by red, HBIG green, and Hep B plus HBIG in blue. 89% of the infants received Hep B vaccine within the first day of life, or day zero. 86% of infants received HBIG within the first day of life. 83% had received both Hep B and HBIG within the first day of life. Also, please note that 99% had received hepatitis B vaccine, the first dose, within day zero and day one, the first 2 days of life. As part of the enhanced data collection effort, project sites are also collecting information on the time that Hep B vaccine and HBIG were administered. Note that 94% received both Hep B vaccine and HBIG within the recommended time of 12 hours after birth. The recommendation for post-vaccination serology is between 9 and 18 months of age. Based on this recommendation, there were 3,461 infants that were of age 9 months of age or older. 981, or 28% of those, had completed their hepatitis B vaccine series as well as received their first dose of Hep B vaccine and HBIG. 99% of those had post-vaccination testing. 186 of those, or 19% of those, 975, had received it before 9 months of age. So the results of the 975 infants having post-vaccination serology is as follows. 95% of them were immune, meaning that they were HBSAG negative and positive for antibodies. 3% were susceptible and required additional doses of Hep B vaccine. 1%, or 10 of the infants, were infected and likely to have chronic HBV infection. And 2 of the infants' results were pending, as they did not have antibody to hepatitis B surface antigen status. So, what do we know about the case management of these hepatitis B infected infants? We know that they received HBIG within the recommended 12 hours. They received the first dose of hepatitis B vaccine within the recommended 12 hours. And they also completed their vaccine series. What do we know about the mothers of these infants? Well, nine of the mothers were Asian Pacific Islander descent. Six were from East Asia. One was born in Southeast Asia, and two were missing information. And one of the mothers was Black and North American. Two of the mothers were tested and reported as HBE antigen positive. In terms of the HBV DNA levels, four were tested for HBV DNA, and the median mean was 10 to the 8 international units per milliliter, with a range of 10 to the 7 to 10 to the 8. Please note that a high HBV DNA level is defined as greater than 10 to the 6 international units per milliliter. So, in summary, although Chinese-speaking Asian Pacific Islanders accounted for the majority of the women enrolled in this study, a substantial proportion of the women were not in this ethnic and racial group. 99% of the infants received both post-exposure prophylaxis within the 2 days of life. Perinatal HBV infections to date were not a result of the failure of case management. The proportion of HBsAg-positive women being referred for evaluation and case care is low. Decreasing the proportion of missing data for enhanced data elements will assist optimizing case management. Lessons learned. Pooled data allow characterizing HBsAg-positive pregnant women whose infants are at risk for perinatal hepatitis B virus infection. There are challenges that still remain to improve the quality of data needed to guide management and optimize prevention of perinatal HBV infection. Additional education is needed to facilitate appropriate serological testing for response to vaccination. Additional emphasis is needed on referral of HBsAg-positive pregnant women for evaluation and care, and expanding the data collected can help to optimize case management. I would like to thank the following people who helped put this presentation together. Thank you.